every year for the holidays, starting the night before Thanksgiving.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, November 27th, 2019. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast includes Dan Raphael, Jenka Soderberg, and Eric Tegedoff. The producer is Annette Newell, and our engineer is Althea Billings. The director of Evening News is also Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Erin J. Bernard.
And I'm Annette Newell. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's a special broadcast from Alternative Radio's archives, where renowned activist for Indian rights Russell Means presents a moving and eloquent talk on Native America and discusses his work on For the World to Live, Columbus Must Die. At 9 on Native America Calling, host Terry Gatewood talks with Acoma Pueblo Governor Brian Bayo about the tribe's recent victory in regaining possession of the Acoma Shield from an overseas auction house. At 10, KBOO's Tammy interviews Robert Franklin, the manager for the Native American Student and Community Center located in PSU. Robert discusses his life on and off the reservation and how his personal experience has shaped his current position with the NACC. And at 11, on It's Between the Covers, where host David Naiman speaks with poet Jake Skeets on his debuted collection of poetry entitled Eyes Bottled Dark with a Mouthful of Flowers, an examination of toxic masculinity through the lens of a queer Indigenous Southwesterner. Now, all of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. And if you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station. News from the Boo is our twice-monthly look at where we look at news from inside of KBOO. Today, I'm going to be speaking with our head engineer, Arthur, as well as talking to our volunteer coordinator about upcoming volunteer opportunities. And we'll also be talking about all the things that are going around the station for you to be aware of. So thanks for tuning in and joining me on News from the Boo. Oh, yeah, by the way, my name is Jenna. I am your interim station co-manager here at KBOO, and I am very excited to be talking to you tonight and to be introducing everyone to head engineer right now here in studio with me is Arthur. Yay!
Hello!
So if you are not so new to KBOO, then you know that Arthur is our, I call him our new engineer in my head, but you've actually been here on staff as our engineer.
Since March, I've been working here.
Right, because yeah. Our former engineer, Tommy, retired.
That's right.
And then you came in March. But this wasn't your first time into KBOO, right? You've been involved with KBOO before coming on staff.
I volunteered for about 4 years before, on and off, mostly doing remote broadcasts. So I didn't really spend a whole lot of time in the building. I did do a lot for KBOO for a while.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because I remember when you came on board to staff, I actually had no idea who you were. Like, what? And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, he's been like, yeah. Really? Yeah. And then people say, oh, he's the remote guy. I was like, oh, that makes so much sense because there's totally so many volunteers at KBOO who they can be here for years. And if you're like not on the remote crew, then you have no idea that they've also been volunteering for KBOO. So,
absolutely.
Yo, what's up? We've both been at KBOO for a while.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a cool place to be. Yeah.
So before you were here at KBOO, where have you engineered before?
I engineered previously at X-Ray. I was a founding member there and launched them. I'm also engineer of Freeform Portland, which is a Low Power FM. Shout out to Freeform Portland. You guys are awesome. And I currently still do that as a volunteer.
So I like how your job is you do engineering, and then your volunteer free time is also engineering. I have a feeling, are you an engineering nerd?
Just a little bit. it's more audio engineering is my nerdy realm, but radio is a big passion of mine. Right. Especially community radio.
Yeah, apparently, because you've been involved in literally all the stations here.
Just about, yeah.
Just about, almost. So, you know, when we need to start three or four more stations, we'll give you a call, because you're apparently not busy at all, Arthur,
no.
With engineering.
No, not busy whatsoever.
So here at KBOO, as an engineer, I'm curious, like, what does your typical day look like as the head engineer?
I arrive at KBOO usually somewhere in the afternoon. I do rounds, checking up on the equipment, making sure that all the studios are working in tip-top shape. Usually someone will, you know, assault me as soon as, not literally assault me, but jump on me as soon as I arrive and tell me some horrible thing is going wrong. So that usually gets priority.
Something has a buzz.
Yes.
It must be fixed now.
There is a buzz, or this mic doesn't work, or this thing fell down. And it needs to be fixed ASAP.
And just curious, as someone who is now the head engineer of a radio station that's 50 years old, but our building is at least 30 years old, and we've been here for 30 years, I'm sure it's an adventure then.
Oh, yeah.
Just all sorts of ways to figure out how you get old equipment to work with new equipment. And
it is a learning experience that is nonstop. I'm constantly learning more and more about radio engineering, and I've been doing it for years.
And then not only...
But, you know, that's kind of comes with the territory. It's engineering is very much a learning-oriented field. You're always going to be learning something.
And technology is constantly updating. It constantly pushes you in your job, too. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. It always bothers me when I hear older people say that, oh, they don't follow technology at all. It's like, I may be younger, but I do. It doesn't take that much to keep up with it. But
okay.
I guess when you have a whole, you know, parenthood and things like that,
that's true,
I don't have to worry about that kind of thing right now.
I will say, yeah, Arthur is not of the, like, close to retirement age. So
no.
I'm curious to interview you. Okay, so we'll sit down again. We'll do another News from the Boo in, like, 40 years.
Oh, God.
And I'll be like, so all these kids with the apps these days. And you're just like, I don't know. I stopped at iPhone 23 and now I'm just confused. Or you have figured out the secret to staying up with technology is just to have a technology job.
Yeah,
and
pretty
so
much. I think that's what it is. I know lots of all the radio engineers that I know of, which are all older than me, massively older than me. They're all caught up on technology just fine because that's their job requires it.
Okay, so there's the life advice, everyone. When you want to stay up with technology, become an engineer.
Yeah, work with technology. That's all
work with technology, and then also nerd out in your free time with technology.
Yes.
Okay. So, volunteers. I know that a lot of our volunteers come here because they want to be on the radio, but there's also a lot of volunteers who come here because they want to do your end, which is the actual radio station. I like to think of the radio station as the technology and is the back end. So, if a volunteer were to come into KBOO and they're like, "Hey, I want to get involved in engineering," what would that look like for them?
So it really depends on what kind of engineering you want to do. There are two main parts of what I do here, and that is the live music mixing, basically, whether that's here or remotely.
Okay.
And then the broadcast engineering, which is making sure the studios are functioning and the signal path is getting from the studio to the transmitter to the person's eardrums. And those are pretty separate things, but are still rather entwined because it's still all, you know, audio nerdry, basically.
So if people want to get involved in engineering here at KBOO, what would be one of, like an entry-level thing that they can do? Like, if they're just like, I've never worked with a microphone, but I'm really, really interested.
If you've never worked with a microphone at all, I would suggest coming to the live music mixing classes that will be done occasionally. I don't have a regular schedule for that yet, but I just taught the first one last week. We should be doing more in the near future.
Nice.
Nothing scheduled yet, though. If you're interested in learning about, you know, broadcast engineering, I would say come to the monthly engineering meeting. That's Thursday, the first Thursday of the month at 7. It's right here at KBOO.
And so, like, if people want to learn more about, like, how a radio station works, I think that's probably the best way.
That'd be the best way to do it, because just before the engineering meeting, we often do a full signal flow class where we basically show you, like, this piece is connected to this piece, which then is connected to that thing, and this is how it all is wired together. So, and it's geared for beginners, too, so. We do that every 3 months, I believe. We should be doing it next month, I believe. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so that'll be an hour before the engineering meeting, so it'll be at 6 instead of 7.
Okay, so people can come in here and they can learn, like, the basics. I'm curious, though, how did you get involved in engineering? Like, you love it so much. Was it a community radio station, or were you just one day being like, I'm going to break open my little Walkman here?
Well, a little bit of a mix of both, actually. When I was a kid, I was given a gift of a handheld portable cassette recorder that had a variable speed, both recording and playback. So that sparked this early love of not only audio recording, but modifying the recordings and experimenting with the sounds. Because, you'd slow it down, speed it up, and, it was a lot of fun. I was recording everything from the sounds of New York City, my hometown, to, you know, playing video games, banging pots and pans and stuff like that, experimenting with all kinds of sounds and things like that. Later on, I started getting into tape editing, because I was taking those old tapes that I recorded as a kid in my teen years, cutting them up and splicing them and do all kinds of weird art projects with them. And,
nice.
Yeah. Then in college, I randomly walked into my college radio station's first meeting, and they handed me a show right then and there. Like, here. You're here. Welcome to the station. Here's your show.
That's an awesome station.
Yeah. WQKE, The Quake. Groundbreaking college radio in Plattsburgh, New York. 10,000 milliwatts of power.
Yeah.
It was only 10 watts.
Small. That's impressive, though.
Small station.
Yeah, I can see why you can get a show very easily there, then.
Yeah, exactly. Not very much reach, although it did get the good coverage in neighboring...
Okay, so here's a question. Yeah. What was your show?
I did many different shows.
Okay.
I did everything from political talk to covering the local death metal scene to radio theater. I did that stuff too.
Okay, so you had a well-rounded experience.
I was also their tech manager. I did their website and all.
Okay.
Yeah. So lots of positions there.
Yeah. You did radio life there. They taught you really early in, like, hey, when you're radio, you do all the things.
Yes. Yeah, you had to wear many hats to exist at that station because there was so much to be done. And we had a yearly budget of about $1,000 to run the entire station.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Yeah. Sure, we didn't have to pay rent because we were on campus, but we had to pay for pretty much everything else.
Go you guys.
That station was held together with duct tape and spit.
Well, I will say that
you couldn't afford gaffer's tape.
You do a much better job than just duct tape and spit. So thanks, Arthur, for holding things together
was a long time ago.
With screws and stuff.
I think
you've progressed from your $1,000 budget, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, it helps to have somewhat of a larger budget than that. Yeah. So a little bit. And then after that, I realized I would hate to work in commercial radio, and that's where the jobs were. So I got into studio recording. Working in recording studios in New York City, usually doing intern work because, you know, it's a cutthroat field. So I would work at a studio as an intern during the day. If I'm lucky, I could bring in a band overnight to record my own project or, you know, some paid work for myself, and then continue on the next morning and do a full another day as an unpaid intern. I lived that life for a few years and... got sick of that and also of the music industry as a whole and got out of there and started working in news editing and audiobook editing, working from home.
What? You did audiobook editing?
Yeah.
You're
Audible.
Cool. You're cool. You got an Audible job. You're cool.
I hated it. Working for Amazon sucks.
Because
they are an Amazon company.
That's a whole show within itself.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you some stories about that at some point in the future. So that job, because I was working from home, allowed me to actually work from a laptop. So then I was able to travel and then eventually move to from New York City to Oregon and start up two radio stations here. And that's what I did before finally landing at KBOO.
Wow. You've had like a serious like radio life then.
Yeah, it's been an experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, and now you've landed here at the KBOO. So I have
that's
a question
right.
for you then.
Yeah.
Do you feel like KBOO is a place where people can foster their audio love? Like you're saying you started off by just sort of taking tapes apart and, you know, just kind of experimenting with what mm-hmm. is audio and technology. And do you think that KBOO is a place that people can foster that?
Absolutely, because we give hands-on experience. We let you use the equipment. We don't let you take apart the things, but, you know.
Yeah,
please don't take apart KBOO's equipment.
Yeah, don't take apart.
We'd be happy to describe and show you how things work if you want to know.
Okay, so people come on down to KBOO and learn some engineering concepts. So if you have questions, you know, if you want to become a volunteer, you're not a volunteer yet, of course, you know, we always say volunteer, you can just email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org. Mm-hmm. But you can always email our engineer, too, if you had engineering questions or opportunities. And how do they contact you, Arthur?
engineer@kboo.org.
Ooh, so complicated, our email addresses here at KBOO. That's what I love. They're so straightforward. engineer@kboo.org. Okay, one last question for you. So out of all the pieces of equipment that we have in our air room, there's so many gizmos in there.
Uh-huh.
Which one's your favorite gizmo to either play with or you just think it's super cool?
I was hoping you were going to ask that.
Okay.
It's actually the mixer, or as some people call it, the board.
I thought you were going to tell me like some little tiny thing that I didn't know existed in a corner and was like, oh, is that what always has that red light? It really is.
It really is the board.
It's the board.
It's the central piece of the whole studio. And what's cool about that board especially is because it's all analog circuitry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's old, good analog circuitry. It sounds great when it's properly calibrated. The other cool thing is that when we replace parts on it and we do work on it, you can actually do it while it's on and running audio and functioning as
really?
A radio board. Yeah. I can pull pieces apart out of it and it's fine. As long as you're not using that channel, it's fine with you pulling things off.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's not something that you see often in audio boards, especially ones built for recording studio work.
Well, Arthur, we will... keep watching to see what exciting things you do, because you seem to be doing a lot of things here in the city. I really appreciate you joining me on News from the BOO today and letting us learn a little bit more about our head engineer, because you're the one who makes all the things happen. So thanks.
You're welcome.
So next in studio, I have here with me volunteer coordinator Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Okay. So let's talk about all things volunteer. What do we have coming up?
Ooh, December is looking to be a busy month.
Oh, yeah, it always is.
So we got a lot going on.
Yeah.
We have a volunteer orientation happening on Sunday, December 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. So if you're interested in volunteering, that would be the first thing for you to do. Let's go to that volunteer orientation.
And people can just show up to that, right?
Yep, you just show up. We kind of gather in the front, and then we'll all walk back to the back room together for the official meeting part of it.
Orientating,
if you will. Then 2 days later, on Tuesday, December 3rd, we have our membership drive starting.
Whoa!
That's right.
Oh, does that coincide with Giving Tuesday?
It does.
I think it does. What a coincidence. We're talented like that.
How did we ever do it?
I don't know.
So on Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, we start our winter membership drive. It's a short one. It's just going until Saturday the 7th. However, we do still need help with phone answering and with pitching for that membership drive. So if you're interested in coming in, answering some phones, hanging out, then go ahead and get a hold of me at volunteer@kboo.org, and we can make that happen for you.
What about our current volunteers? Can they still sign up through their VicNet accounts?
Absolutely. All of those phone answering shifts are on your VicNet. So you can go to your schedule and then click on any of those days and sign up for a shift.
And a quick reminder to our programmers, You have some required shifts to do.
It's mandatory.
Just sign up. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I will say that, right? It's like if you've never answered phones, it's not just like sitting and, you know, being bored. You're like at the radio station, you're in the back room, and you're like, we always have
There's free food
that are provided by local restaurants. It's not like Jenna being like, oh, I'm going to bring my really terrible potluck food. No, we actually get donations from restaurants.
So when we say donations, we're also not talking like, oh, look, it's a granola bar. Like, we feed you meals. And not only do we feed you meals
from some of the best restaurants in Portland.
Yeah, some incredible restaurants. But we also have the opportunity to like hang out and get to know each other.
Yeah.
As a person who's always been a nighttime programmer, doing my mandatory programmer shifts during the membership drives, and meeting morning programmers or programmers that are on different days than myself is really cool. It's a fun time to connect.
Yeah, it's always sort of like the family reunion time for KBOO, where I was like, oh yeah, you're still here. Oh yeah, you're on at 3 a.m. Oh yeah, I'm at noon.
Right.
That's cool. We're at the same radio station. I had no idea. And then it's also a time if, let's say, you know, you are an Abe and Joe fan. I think that's kind of a cool way to meet your favorite programmers and see how your favorite show is actually produced.
Oh, I just so happen to be answering phones during your show.
Yeah. Oh, I just happen to be signing up for a Tuesday phone answering shift on Giving Tuesday at 8 a.m. Oh, and then you get to see how this all actually works. And it's quite a vibrant room and stuff. So if you've never ever participated in answering phones or helping us out with the membership drive, it's a great way to just sort of like come into the station and see the station while it's really, really live and active.
Also, a fear that I often hear people share with me about it is people get the idea that to answer phones during a membership drive means that you're calling people and asking them for money.
Oh, no.
That's not what you're doing. No.
It's even better.
Yeah, it's so much better. You're sitting in a room. You're waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
And when the phone rings, it is someone who has taken the time out of their day to call because they care about community radio and they want to financially contribute.
Yep.
And so you're not doing cold calls.
Mm-mm.
You're not, you know, doing any of that. You're simply helping people who are calling and taking the time to give us donations.
Yeah, you're just answering phones. We call them the phone answerers. We don't call them the phone callers. You're the phone answerer.
So it's not scary. It's fun. There's food. You get to meet other DJs. You get to meet some of your favorite show hosts. And you get to have a good time.
And you get to support your community radio station, right? Like, there's so many ways to support KBOO, especially during the drive. We're always, you know, emphasizing the kind of money part. And that's not always so fun. But we always also emphasize that there's so many ways to get involved. Like, yeah, you can be on air and be a programmer. You can, you know, come and help with reception. Or you can answer phone. Like, there's so many ways. And this is one of those ways where it's like, eh, maybe not so much the money. How about the time?
Right.
And I think time is a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And if you've never volunteered here before, but you're interested in volunteering, come answer some phones. Get an idea of what it's like here. Get an idea of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, you know, then if you like it, stay.
So if people are not currently volunteers, but they want to answer phones, how do they sign up to do that again?
They can get a hold of me by email. My name is Brianna. My email is volunteer@kboo.org. You can also call 503-231-8032, extension 213. And I won't always get your call right away, but I will always return your phone call. So know that.
All right, other stuff coming up. Do we have any classes coming up?
Yeah, we have audio production class coming up on December 6th from 12 to 4. We also have book sorting and help with the book and record sale happening every Friday in December up until the 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. So that's the December 6th, December 13th, and December 20th from 5 to 7. We're looking for help with book sorting and getting ready for our book and record sale.
Our book and record sale, that's on Saturday, December 21st. It's going to be at the Jupiter Next, right up the street from us here at KBOO. And it's going to be great. We're going to lay out all the books. But leading up to that, we just have people literally coming in every day and dropping off these donations of books. We actually just took a huge truckload over to our storage unit because we get so many, we literally can't fit them in our building. So we need help from our volunteers or people who are just like, I love sorting books. If that's you, give us a call. Come into the station because we try to make the sale easy. We put all the mysteries over here. We try to put, you know, sort things into sections. So we definitely need help with that. And it's a nice way to also, if you're a book person who goes to the book and record sale that's going to be on December 21st at the Jupiter next, it's a great way to get a preview. Where you're like, ooh, I'm gonna head straight to that section and that section. So, great way to volunteer too.
Yeah, and if you are more interested in the on-air presence, there's an anchor class happening on December 10th. That's a Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m.
What is anchoring?
So anchoring is when you listen to our news program, and you hear those people who are reading the news stories to you. Those are news anchors. And so what they're doing is they are reading news stories that people have created throughout the day and then basically kind of being the host of the evening news.
Nice. I like how I asked that even though I used to be an anchor on the news. I just think it's very interesting to hear how other people describe what is it that anchors do.
Yeah. They talk in the microphones.
Yeah, that's the most fun part. It's really what it is. You get to talk into the microphone. And especially if you're a newsie, it's so much fun being an anchor. Because you get to just like, you're given like this written copy from, our volunteer reporters who are writing these stories. But you as the anchor also get to kind of, before the newscast start, you can change around some of the wording to better fit the flow and how maybe you speak and what makes more sense to you, you know, without changing any of the facts of the reporting. But it's a lot of fun to figure out how to like be on a mic and how to transition between you and another anchor. It's very active. It's very, very live. There's a lot of hand cues and stuff. And so I think it's a really fun way, especially if you have never been on the radio, but you are curious to do that microphone aspect. It's a really good intro way to do it. I know I still love anchoring, and every once in a while, I'm always waiting for those moments when our news director, Althea, is like, no one's here right now. I'm like, oh, no, I need to emergency step in. Yay!
I'd also just like to say for our listeners, they can't see this, but you were doing the hand gestures for anchoring.
Oh, yeah.
Well, talking about anchoring.
Yeah, I feel it makes you feel like an air traffic controller.
Totally. That's how ingrained in you it becomes the more that you do this.
It's just like backing up planes in the middle of the broadcasts. I'm ready.
but also anchoring, it's not just between you and another person, and that's why there's the hand cues, is because you're playing interviews with people. There are sometimes phone interviews that take place during that time. You have to let the engineer know what you're up to.
Cueing the music.
Yeah.
So many things. So much fun.
So it is definitely a multitasking position, but it is also a ton of fun, especially if you like, or you like the idea of talking on air. So,
or you like hand cues.
Again, that's December 10th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. is the anchoring class.
Okay, and then one last thing, as we are really, really running out of time here, I just want to make sure that we mention that we, KBOO Community Radio, are one of the featured nonprofits in this year's Give Guide by Willamette Week. So you don't have to wait for the drive that starts next week. No, you can support KBOO now. We have a $45,000 goal on Give Guide, and if you want to give to Give Guide right now, you can, because Give Guide goes all the way through December 31st. So many ways to support KBOO. Just go to kboo.fm/give, and that will automatically take you to Willamette Week's Give Guide so you can support your community radio station. Well, that brings us to the end of News for the Boo for this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and by then we'll be all done with our holiday drive, so we'll be reporting on how the holiday drive went, and then you'll be hearing me do a big appeal for saying, hey, don't you want to volunteer at the book and record sale?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll be hearing from you in 2 weeks. I'm Jenny Yokoyama. Thanks for listening. KBOO is having our annual book and record sale Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 10 p.m. There's a special member-only preview hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The sale will be located at Jupiter Next in the Arium Ballroom at 900 East Burnside Street. KBOO is currently accepting donations of used and good condition books, records, CDs, and cassette tapes. KBOO is hosting sorting parties for this event on Friday, December 6th and Friday, December 13th at 5 to 7 p.m. at KBOO's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. If you're able to help with sorting or help on the day of the sale, please contact volunteer at kboo.org. We hope to see y'all there.
I've never been one to take a handout. I still have too much pride to stand on an intersection or a corner or a driveway with a sign and ask somebody to help me.
Meet Amy, a homeless person in Corvallis, Oregon. To hear more about her life and what it's like to be homeless, come on over to Local Folks Podcast, Helping the Homeless, for episode 2. You can find Local Folks at kboo.fm. Go to audio, podcasts, and click on Local Folks.
Hello, my name is Virgil, and next up is the KBOO Youth Collective. This month, in the spirit of November, our theme is family. The first piece we'll be playing is a piece by our Youth Collective members Mika and Kai, talking about their family lore. So, enjoy.
Let's talk about family legends.
Okay. We all have them.
They're stories passed down that are about us, about our parents, our grandparents.
Between cultures, within cultures, they're everywhere. But before we get into it, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Mika.
I'm Kai.
And we are sisters, and we're going to be talking about our family's legends.
So these legends are stories that might be true, might not be completely true.
I don't know where that line is between reality and not reality.
Between fact and fiction.
But between fact and fiction, yes. But we do know that these stories have been passed down.